Satan and Iblis, as I understand them, are though related to each other very deeply, but have the relationship of principle and manifestation, mutual relationship. The fact is that according to a tradition of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Satan runs in everybody's blood. He is in the bloodstream of every human being. So nafs-e-ammara is essentially the Satan. Your inclination to do evil, which is in every human being, that is Satan. If somebody becomes the manifestation of Satan, his the whole being is overpowered with his will to do evil. And if this happens at the time of a prophet, then he becomes the symbol of hostility to that prophet, a symbol of rebellion and defiance. That symbol is called Iblis, and he appears in different forms at different times. Adam's Iblis was different, and Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Iblis was different, and Moses' Iblis was different. In names, of course, in characters and things, but they have the fundamental quality of their most unfortunate quality of rebellion and defiance.